Thank you. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, guests from the Kingston area, from Queen's University, from the schools in Frontenac County and other areas, from other more distant parts of Ontario and New York State. My name is Leo Enright. I'm a representative of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada Kingston Centre, which has been a sponsor for this occasion here tonight. I stand here to say that on behalf of the Kingston Centre and Queen's University, I am very thrilled to welcome to our area the man who is quite literally the most distinguished and eminent astronomical guest we have ever had in our city. We welcome from the United States, from Las Cruces, New Mexico, Dr. Clyde Tombaugh, his wonderful wife, Patricia, and Dr. Bernie McNamara of the Department of Astronomy at New Mexico State University in Las Cruces. For almost six decades now, Dr. Clyde Tombaugh has been known throughout the astronomical world as the man who discovered the planet Pluto, the man whose enormous dedication in the tedious search for the trans-Neptunian planet led to the exciting announcement of success in February 1930. I simply cannot help marveling at the kind of perseverance that was needed in those years to take the numerous photographs required for that project at the Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, to process and prepare and blink those images of millions of stars, and there were millions. I have myself observed Pluto on a few dozen occasions, perhaps with an instrument, whose aperture is only a tiny bit different from the 13-inch Discovery Telescope that came into use at the Lowell Observatory in 1929, and I can testify to its faintness and to the fact that observing Pluto is a challenge, though it is now fully a magnitude brighter than it was at its discovery. And of course, I have the precise list of coordinates and the numerous maps to help me and the knowledge that what I am looking for is there. How appropriate to be talking of Pluto in late 1989. Just 6.5 weeks ago, the planet passed perihelion, and I understand that Dr. Tombaugh was at a perihelion party in California 6.5 weeks ago. Passed perihelion for the first time since its discovery, and something that will not happen again for almost 248 years. And at almost the very same time, we get an opportunity to meet its discoverer. Seeing this distant planet will have a new and special meaning for me whenever I see it again. Last April and May, I saw it a number of times, and recall that on the night of May 3rd, 4th, I waited at the telescope until 3 a.m. local time, just to be able to say that I was viewing it at the precise moment of its opposition, an opposition which happened to be the closest opposition in time to that of its perihelion point, even though at that opposition it may not be any closer to us than at the next one, next April. Yes, whenever I see it in the future, I will think of the very warm, kind, down-to-earth human being whom I have had the rare privilege of meeting today. I will think also of the awe and respect that my friend David Levy has for this man and the wonderful stories he has told me about him. David, I should mention, has been working on Dr. Tombaugh's biography for the past few years, preparing it, and this book will be published by the University of Arizona Press about 1 year hence. David tells me about how Clyde maintained and has maintained over the years the true spirit of the amateur, the same kind of spirit that led him to build his own telescopes years ago on a Kansas farm and to do the kinds of drawings of Mars and Jupiter that led to his being employed at the Lowell Observatory in the first place. I have also heard from David that Dr. Tombaugh is among the world's greatest punsters, and Just at dinner a few hours ago, I guess I had evidence of that, didn't I? He has truly raised the art of the pun to new heights within the English language. I could not begin to list all the contributions to astronomy of Dr. Tomba. And as Terry said to me a few minutes ago, time has not diminished the accomplishments that took place back in 1929 and 1930. I would be here half the night if I were to try to list those accomplishments, and you want to hear him, not me. Let me say only that his interest in and contribution toward research in the planets and other solar system bodies has been very considerable. Not least among these contributions has been the setting up of a scholarship fund at his alma mater, New Mexico State University. And this lecture tour of five Canadian cities is a part of that project, one which will contribute toward research by graduate students in astronomy, and who knows, perhaps someday may lead to an announcement almost as exciting and momentous as the one of February 1930. For making the arrangements for this occasion possible, I wish to thank, of course, Dr. McNamara, David Levy, comet discoverer par excellence and a member of our center and a member of the Tomba Scholarship Program, my wife Denise, president of the RASC Kingston Center, and in a very special way, Dr. Martin Duncan of the astronomy group in the physics department at Queen's University. I look forward to this talk very much. Join me, please, in extending to them a sincere and warm welcome to the Kingston area. Dr. Tomba, welcome.